You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Oh, do you feel it? Do you feel it? Golf's in the air. Golf is in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you aboard. It is the Gym Class here in KGYM. On this midweek Wednesday, Par 3 Contest Wednesday, and our first episode and segment of Caddy Smack for 2023 will be coming your way here in just a little bit. Brian Haas is going to join us live from Augusta National. Really looking forward to talking to Brian, see what's happening down in Augusta on the property, on the grounds. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Great to have you aboard here on the Gym Class program, 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, good to have Isaac back on the other side of the glass here today as he missed yesterday's happenings, but back in the saddle again today and ready to go. To answer your phone calls and your texts to us directly at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We have a bowling night in America preview for you as well here today as we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Each and every day on the Gym Class program, find out more by going to their website, DuPaco.com. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at DuPaco.com. It does not feel like golf weather, Mark, here in Eastern Iowa anyway, but it is beautiful. It's going to be the best day of the week. They are talking at Augusta today, but hey, we're enjoying watching par three golf while it's a wind chill of 29 degrees the last time I checked outside on April the 5th. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Whoop. Good
afternoon. You're on the wrong mic, Mark.
Is this my first rodeo or
come
what?
Come on.
Come on, Mark. It was just in front of me. I'll talk.
All right, that's fine.
All right, I'm good now.
Okay.
Good afternoon to you.
It's cold, man.
Isaac, everyone, yeah, the wind is up, and it's chilly outside, but looks delightful at Augusta. And as you said, the forecast, not good for the Augusta area, especially on the weekend, which may suggest a Monday finish.
And the last time it was the weather forecast, such as it is, 2007. Wonder what happened. Do you remember? Do you recall?
Yeah, local won it, named Zach Johnson. And there hasn't been a Monday finish, I think, in nearly 30, 40 years. So we'll see. Sometimes the golf gods look down favorably on Augusta. We'll just see how the tournament plays out. It gets underway tomorrow morning.
Yes, it does. Bright and early, they will have the ceremonial first tee shots hit tomorrow. Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Gary Player. Gary Player is playing in the par three as we speak, as a matter of fact. It's Ace Palooza today at the brand new par three golf course. They renovated the par three, make it more spectator friendly. They left, three or four holes intact. The rest they redesigned. And so far, anyway, things are looking good. And if you had Tom Hoagie as your pick, either, you know, a lot of people do Masters, drafts, et cetera, et cetera. And if you picked out Tom Hoagie out of the hat, I have bad news for you, ladies and gentlemen, because he looks like he is going to win the par three contest. And as all Masters folks that follow the golf tournament know, no one has won the par three event and the Masters in the same year.
I think it's purely coincidence because not everybody plays the par three. And
Tiger's never played the par three.
Tiger's never played the par three. I think it's a matter of coincidence, but we'll see. It's a day meant to be fun, to be with your family, your kids, See a lot of kids out there finishing up holes for dads. A lot of spouses, girlfriends, whatnot, caddying.
Fathers.
It's just meant to be a fun day.
Gary Player is, how old is Gary Player?
87.
87? He is so much in better shape than I am.
He was seen running down the fairway just a little bit ago.
Yeah. Still has a regimen of health each day that is just frightening to somebody like you and me.
Yeah, you can speak for me. That's fine.
I am. 319-366-1600. So Tom Hoagie leading that. And going to have a lot of Augusta talk. As I mentioned, Brian Haas is going to join us live from Augusta National. And we're going to have Caddy Smack. Get your questions ready to go if you have one for Brian about your game. I would imagine not a lot of folks have been able to get out here in eastern Iowa anyway with the weather the way it is. But it's going to get better. Weekend looks good. Next week, for the most part, looks good. And yeah, if you've been out here or Florida or Arizona or wherever and have noticed something in your swing that, I need to get this fixed, text those questions to Brian when he comes on at 319-366-1600, as we will get to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll get you an Emil Sideways scoreboard update for you coming up as well. But it is a Wednesday, and that means it is a bowling night in America. I believe four left, because three, but we have to make one up. So we do need to get to a bowling night in America preview here, Mark. It is brought to you by May City Bowl. They're on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of bowling night in America.
Lanes 25 and 26 tonight. The opponent is Growworks. Buzz and Matt and the rest, they're having an off year until tonight, most likely. But Rusty Nails have climbed into seventh place in the Adult Evergreen League and maybe trying to move up another notch tonight.
All friends of the program. Matt texts in quite a bit.
He does.
Big Iowa State fan. And, listens quite a bit to the show. Guys, take it easy on us tonight. We'll just say that. It's always fun. Always fun when those guys are on the opposite lane. But, we'll see how it goes. We'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow for you in a wrap-up. And we'll see if there are any aces tonight on the bowling alley. We've had a run here the last month and a half or so with at least one 300.
Really good bowlers, really good scores. And I would say there may be another one tonight, meaning a 300 game. Maybe more than one. I don't know. But as far as the par three contest, I think about a half a dozen aces today. Is that right?
At least six.
Yeah.
At least. And, there are a few more groups out there. A few more groups out there. And we'll see if another one comes down the pike here. Rory's out there right now, I know. Justin Thomas, Max Homa, and Jordan Spieth also out there still on the course. On the grounds. And tomorrow, the forecast looks warm with temperatures in the low 80s, but the rain is going to move in. Friday, thunderstorms, about 70, I think I saw. Only 52, the forecast high, with rain all day on Saturday. That could be the troublesome day for moving day at Augusta. So remains to be seen.
Forecast I'm looking at is 25% chance of rain tomorrow, so should be good to go. But 86% chance on Friday and Saturday, and then back to 25% with a high of 61 on Easter Sunday.
All right, there you go. One of the by the way, you want some more trivia in history? 2007. What day did the Masters end on? Easter Sunday. Zach Johnson. Is it? Are the stars aligning?
I don't think so. I don't think many people are giving Zach much of a chance.
Had a top 15 last time he played.
He did, but by and large, he's not had a good run at Augusta in recent years. But we'll see. I mean, maybe the weather will suit him. Maybe his short game is on. He tees off at nearly noon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's just fun watching the little guys out there. Annie Spieth is trying to hold their little son back so that Jordan can hit. It's fun seeing him in the little bibs out there. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Cyclone Tim says, I'm just exhausted watching Gary Player. 60-15 with our first question for Brian, and we will start off the season with that for you coming up in a little bit.
What's everybody's threshold to play golf, temperature-wise? Yours is lower than mine. I'm getting to be a fair-weather golfer.
50 degrees if there's not a wind.
Yeah.
If you put 50 degrees together with a 10 to 15 mile per hour wind, that gets you down to about 40 in wind chill. Even with the sun out, that ain't fun. That's not fun. 50, sunny, no wind. Yeah, count me in.
I'm kind of a mid 60s to 70 right now.
Well, we'll ask that question.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. Fair question. They had the Champions Dinner last night, hosted by Ben Crenshaw. And from all indications, a quieter than normal event. Nothing out of the ordinary happening with the LIV guys there in attendance that have been former champions, such as Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, et cetera, Dustin Johnson. But from reports from last night, people in the know, that wasn't quite as the joyous affair that they've had in the past. A little bit subdued last night, but no one is mentioning the rift between the two tours right now. We're going to talk about that with Brian here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 for your text. Jim in Kyoto says, agrees with me, 50s, no wind, go time.
Okay.
On the golf course.
All right.
9663 says he agrees with you. Have to be able to wear shorts and be warm. Like Mark getting older. Now that's not nice to say.
It's true. You text me, you want to play golf today? I'll look at the forecast. Nope.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to get connected up and start our inaugural segment of Caddy Smack, talking golf with you here with Brian Haas on the Gym Class. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Weather First meteorologist Garrett Hine with a check of your forecast. As we continue throughout our day today, clouds will be gradually clearing out for us, but will be rather breezy and cool throughout this afternoon with temperatures getting back into the upper 40s. It will be rather cool overnight tonight as we drop back into the upper 20s. However, as we continue into our day tomorrow, we'll still be rather sunny with temperatures being a little bit warmer into the lower 50s. Those we head towards the end of the week, winds will start to pick back up just a bit more, but sunshine still remains in place and we do warm our way back into the mid 60s with 70s returning next week. And that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. E&J Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have E&J install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from E&J Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at E&J Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay, they'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from CRNewsNow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to CRNewsNow.com.
Back with you in the gym class, KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the show. Caddy Smack on gym class. We're going to talk some golf with you. If you have a question for Brian, go ahead and get it into us. We already have one sitting up and ready to go, 319-366-1600. Tim saying there needs to be an evergreen league for golf. There are golf leagues out there. I've never been in one of them. Were you ever in a bag league?
I was in a bag league years ago out at Ellis Park, and it got to be a three-hour round. We played nine holes.
Right.
And unless you're the first group teeing off, it got to be pretty long. But it was fun.
It was fun. It was. There needs to be an evergreen golf league so we can have a Golfing Night in America update during the summer. You love 1238's response to our query of how warm does it have to be to golf?
Yeah, each year after you hit 50, it goes up a degree every year. I kind of agree with that.
4285 says sunny and 75 to golf and a cold six-pack. Of whatever your choosing is out there. However you get to the links, please get out and enjoy. And we are honored to have Brian Haas back with us here for another year of Caddy Smack on the gym class here on KGYM. As Brian, of course, going to tell you all the latest as far as what his ventures are, and we'll let him do that coming up here in just a little bit. Brian joining us from Augusta, Georgia, to kick things off for Caddy Smack 2023. Brian, welcome. Good afternoon, and we are not getting you in some sort of trouble with the green coats at Augusta National, are we?
No, not at all. I've stepped away, so we're in a good place.
Very good, because they are serious about the phone issues down there.
There's absolutely no cell phones allowed there, and also even if you have a cellular watch, I think they have some sort of jammer or something because I was allowed to wear my watch, but they had no signal.
Is this your first trip to the tournament, Brian?
It is. It's my first trip there. I'm surprised it took me that long to get there, but it's a beautiful place.
Yeah. What brought you to Augusta? Obviously, besides the Masters and the golf, are you down there for Titleist? Are you doing something, or is it just a pleasure few days?
Yeah, it was kind of a combination of friends and a little bit of work, and I had some friends that were heading that way, and one of them couldn't make it, and they said, "Hey, we're gonna go play some golf," and then I also met up with the Titleist and did a little work that way too. So, it was kind of a combination of all the above.
Did you take in any of the par three tournament today?
I did not. No, okay. I had to catch my flight heading back, so. I am at the airport now.
Oh, okay. Mm. So we're not getting you in trouble with Augusta National. So we're great.
Yeah. We're in good shape, yeah.
Well, you got to see Augusta National in all its beauty, splashed in sunshine, flowery, et cetera, and that might not be the way it's going to be for the weekend, the way it sounds.
Yeah, the weather looks like it's going to turn on them a little bit, and no doubt we had a a couple beautiful days there, and it's just in perfect condition as well. So obviously things will change for them; it'll soften up. There were some areas that, if you got in the shaded areas, you could see that they've had some rain, and it was drying up, and they were doing the best they could to get it as dry as they could. But with the weather coming in, I don't know how they'll be able to keep up with that completely.
Describe what you saw. I assume you walked around, and you're in terrific shape, but it's been said many times that television doesn't do justice to the hills and whatnot of Augusta.
Oh, definitely. Yesterday I walked about 10 miles and 20-some-odd thousand steps, and I had a couple friends. I always say that they're pretty happy in their shapes, and and so there was a couple of times that I was behind them having to help push them up the hill.
That's the one thing I said when I was there 20 years ago that everybody has said. First thing, TV does not do justice to the elevation changes there.
Yeah, not at all. It is. There's a lot of motion, a lot of movement. You know, if you want to liken it to something in our area, if you go over to Blue Top and you're playing around 13, 14, 15, 16, those holes are very much in that same category. It is you know, straight up and straight down.
Who did you follow? What was the highlight of your observations when you were there?
You know, we watched quite a few players, and you know, Rory was playing pretty well, and I liked his demeanor and how he was feeling on the golf course. We were watching Molinari last night, and for about four holes, and he was playing by himself, and he was really striking the ball really well. And even though he's playing by himself, he and his caddy were having a lot of conversations and making a lot of notes and getting ready for the week.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people, I think, would like to see Rory McIlroy win, to take the career Grand Slam. He'd be the sixth golfer all time to do that, first since Tiger Woods, of course. And this seems to be the one that always is always stopping Rory. That first round, too, he just does not get off to a very good start. And, man, hopefully this, if you're a Rory fan, this is the year.
Yeah, I watched him hit a few balls, and I watched him play a couple holes, and he looked comfortable, and he's hitting it well. He's going through his process really well, and you know, just like anybody there, he's got a real chance.
We always invite questions on our text line, 319-366-1600, and 6015 weighed in really early, Brian, before we brought you on, and 6015 is just interested in getting into golf. Because all of his coworkers do. How should I get started?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. My youngest, Braden, he started way late, and the reason he started was his friends were playing. And, you know, COVID had a lot to do with that and brought a lot of new players to the game. So, you know, the best thing you can do is get to a practice range, you know, get some clubs in your hands and start swinging so that you have some questions. It's, you know, it's not unheard of to go straight to a golf professional and get started that way. You're going to hang on to the golf club more properly right away if you do that. And that would be the best way. It'll also be an expensive way, right? It's not the least expensive thing to get in with a golf professional, get started that way. But finding clinics and finding group programs, those are always really good ways because those are typically a little bit less expensive. You get a lot of the basics that you need in those group lessons, and then you can span out and start working with a golf professional individually.
Don't expect to be breaking pars. You'll get the occasional par, things like that, make you feel good, but, you know, you're not going to go out and shoot 34 in the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, you don't want to discourage anybody, but the game's really hard, and it does take, you know, it takes help. It takes a team and a group of people to help you get there, and finding maybe a more accomplished player that's a friend would be helpful, as well as, you know, getting into group lessons and that sort of thing.
Jim from Kyoto on the text line, frequent person who interacts with us, asking a Titleist guy. He's going to purchase Callaway Apex 2019 irons. What is he in for? What is he in for?
Well, you know, everybody makes a good golf club. I think the most important thing you can do for yourself, it doesn't matter what the brand is get fit for the golf clubs.
Yep.
You wouldn't go into the blue jeans store and just buy any pair of blue jeans and walk out. You try them on and make sure they fit and they're comfortable and you can move in them. Your golf clubs are exactly the same way. They fit you, you know, like a nice pair of jeans and you are a body shape, and so you have to get that figured out. Otherwise, you'll have a lot of issues on the golf course that are not necessarily caused by you and your golf swing. They can be caused by the equipment not being the correct length, the correct angle. There's all kinds of little things. It doesn't really cost any more to have them fit. You know, the important part is that they do fit, and each manufacturer has that process for you. So used clubs, good way to get started. It's also a good way to start creating some funny golf swings if they aren't very close to a good fit for you.
Yeah, that's the big thing. That's the big thing is just getting fitted, getting them, like you said, to your body type. Because a lot of people think that get into it that, you know, this is easy. Just give me a club. I can swing it. But if the, you know, if the club is too heavy for you, if it's too light for you, I mean, you're not going to hit it straight.
Yeah, the lie angle is the most basic piece to fitting is just getting the correct lie angle. And when that lie angle is right, you can hit the ball directly at the target. If your toe is in the air in any way, that ball for a right-handed player is going left. And if your toe is down in the ground, that ball's going right. And then you're going to have to try to figure out, and typically players don't do this on their own. They just start to try to figure out how to get the ball going to the target. So you create a funny swing to fit the golf club. And it should be the other way around. The club should fit your body in the way that you move toward a target so that it can work at its most efficient manner.
Yeah.
We're talking about equipment and fittings. I mean, what was true at 40 probably isn't going to be true at 60, right?
Yeah, you know, 40 and 60 are probably a good time frame, you know, in different in body changes, right? And not always from 40 to 50, but definitely from 40 to 60 is probably a good time to look at it. You know, if you're staying in the gym and you're working hard at it, there's a good chance that nothing changes. And like most, if you're living life and being normal, we're going to get a little slower and our bodies are going to change. And so it's good to relook at that. If you love golf and you're playing it regularly and you think that your body's changing enough, then that's a good time to be refit or looked at again to make sure that shafts and lie angles, you know, sometimes you don't bend over as well as we used to, or you know, all kinds of different things can change.
Father Time always wins too.
yeah, definitely.
Brian Osborne.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to beat Father Time, that's for sure.
Father Time will slow that swing down a little bit, no doubt about that. Brian Haas joining us from Augusta, Georgia, as it is Caddy Smack on the Jim Class, the first edition of the year here on KGYM. You have a question for Brian about your game? 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your early part of the season, we have not been able to get out a whole lot here in good old Eastern Iowa. Brian, hopefully that's going to change. It looks like for the weekend, you hope, fingers crossed, this is the last ugly cold day. I'm not going to put that in the bank or bet on it, but, you know, that's the case. First couple times out, we've said this each and every year, but it's worth repeating. Go out there, make sure you are, you know, fit to go, do some stretching, et cetera, because you're going to use some muscles you haven't used for a while.
Yeah, definitely. That's really key to make sure that you've made some small swings first and then worked your way upward instead of just heading straight to the tee box and making a big golf swing. You want to make sure your muscles are moving and your motion is you know, feeling pretty good before you start striking golf balls. Anything you can do to stretch and you know, create those movements at home beforehand, all the better. You know, foam rollers are always a golfer's good friend, and now all the Theraguns and those different percussion guns that can loosen up your muscles, those are great ways to get your body moving before you get out and play.
Brian, we asked folks earlier what their threshold was for playing around a golf or getting one. And it's different for me. It's different with you. Not only asking you about your threshold, but what can you expect from, you know, hitting the ball less distance, whatever it may be when it's 50 degrees versus 80?
Yeah. You know, you can probably figure anywhere between 10 and 30%, depending on, you know, conditions outside. The other big piece that we don't always remember is that, you know, our spring conditions, they're soft. You know, the grass has not been mowed down to its normal length yet. And so we're just not going to hit the ball as far. And so the expectations are, it's good to have low expectations. That always seems to help. But that we should expect a little bit shorter golf ball when we head out, and somewhere between that 10 and 30%, just depending on what those conditions are that day. And I know we have some, you know, close to 60s weather coming up, so that will help a little bit, you know, get things going, and then the superintendents can start mowing the grass at the levels that they would like to. But right now, everything's going to be a little bit softer, a little bit fuzzier, and then obviously the atmosphere is going to be just a little bit more moist and damp, and balls just won't fly quite as far.
Yeah, well, and I experienced that last week. Temperatures in the low 60s. Ball just wasn't going quite as far, and you got to kind of tell yourself that, okay, you got to take one more club. It doesn't feel right. And then when you hit it well, it always goes over, you know, more yardage than you thought it was going to. And when you don't hit it well in the cold weather, it's definitely going to be a shot that's going to go much shorter than you anticipated, right?
Yeah, and that, and even if you did warm up properly, but most of us haven't hit that many golf balls all winter, and some, you know, there's a lot more simulated play going on, and in the Midwest, so players are getting more time with clubs in their hands during the winter. But when you get back out there, to expect to have the same speeds and abilities without being on the golf courses, you have to have realistic expectations for sure, and knowing that. We got to get back out there, get going again. I know my first two rounds here in South Carolina, you know, they're a little rough. I saw a lot of good things, and I saw a few things where I'm going, wow, I need to get to work.
See, it's not only us. It's good players and pros like Brian.
Yeah, we played at the South Carolina Gamecocks facility, and it was beautiful, beautiful golf course, and I would definitely recommend it if you're in the area to play, but you're not in a solid golf course like that, and you got to have some game to get it going, that's for sure.
Since we last talked, Brian, what's going on with Lake House Sports?
Yeah, so things are going really well. I have a lease in a retail facility now, so I have indoor and outdoor facilities. So I'm maintaining my lease at Saddleback Ridge in Solon. That gives me the outdoor practice facilities, and then I have my indoor bay facility in Coralville.
Nice, very nice.
So, yeah. So that has retail in it as well. So, you know, golf clubs, golf balls, and so all the new product is starting to roll in. You can hear the airport in the background there.
Is that your flight, Brian?
It is not. We're in good shape. And so the retail is all starting to roll in, and the storefront is coming together nicely.
Yeah, and a very nice website, too, that you guys have put together.
Yeah, thank you. We're dabbling a little bit into the water sports side of the world as well, and not getting away from the golf side whatsoever, but just kind of a new venture on that end as well.
Yeah. Brian Haas joining us here. We're going to take a short break, come back with more of the Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. You have a question for Brian, get it to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Text it in, and we will be sure to pass it along to Brian and help cure whatever ails you as far as your early season golf game is concerned. So a quick break. We'll come back. Have more for you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
Hey, Hawkeye fans. Chris Murray will be in Cedar Rapids at the Lindale Mall U.S. Cellular Store this Thursday, April 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. You're invited to stop by to say hi, take a picture, grab an autograph, or chat about Iowa basketball.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Upgrade any space and maximize storage with great closet systems from Dakota Closets. Make your storage your own with our selection of custom sizes and styles. Dakota Closets are easy to set up and are great for hanging clothes and storing accessories in any room of your house. Dakota Closets are 11% off. Good through April 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on the gym class. Caddy Smack on the gym class here at KGYM at 3:40. Thanks for joining us. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas joining us live from Augusta, Georgia, as the Masters is going to get underway tomorrow. Par 3 contest going on today. And Tom Hoge with a 6-under par 21 is going to be the champion unless something very odd happens. I believe 6 or 7 holes in one. What is it, Mark?
Holes in one.
Thank you. Registered today, and a lot of roars going up and down things as far as Augusta National is concerned. And Brian, I wanted to ask, let's talk more about the Masters here. And again, if you have a question for Brian, 319-366-1600 about your game. What was the one thing that maybe struck you the most as far as the golf course is concerned? It's changed so much each and every year. They do things to improve it at Augusta National. And, you know, it's just an amazing place to go visit. Was there anything that really stood out to you?
Yeah, I think some of the things that I saw, you can see where they pushed back. And you walk off a green, and then you're walking backwards to a tee. And so you can really see where they pushed back and pushed out to the outskirts of the property that they have there. I don't know how much more property they own outside of the walls of Augusta, but in a few places, I noticed they're right up against the borderline of their property. So you walk off the green and then walk backwards, 40, 50 yards or so to get to that next tee box. You can kind of see in general terms where the original tee boxes were and how they pushed back, to create, really a more playable golf course for today's game. That was probably the biggest thing.
Did you have a pimento and cheese sandwich?
Oh, yeah, I had at least 3.
Which cost you $4.50.
It did. And it was funny. And one of the friends of ours loves their egg sandwiches. And I'm not kidding. I think he had at least 9. And I was like, wow, that was crazy. But everything there is really good and really inexpensive. Even to go into their golf shop and purchase clothing. Everything's at the normal retail prices. Nothing's exorbitant. And so if you buy a nice golf shirt, if the retail price is normally $110, it was $110. And and everything's beautiful and perfect. It's very much like going to Disney World for golfers. It's set up that way. They have the turnstiles that way when you come into the facility. And as you're going into the retail areas to purchase things, it has very much that Disney feel.
Well, and you just don't realize, again, how there is not a blade of grass that is not perfect there, whether it's in the rough. Second cut, I'm sorry. There is no rough at Augusta. It's the second cut. And, that is perfect. It's utopia. Is basically what it is. Like you said, a golfer's Disneyland.
Yeah, and I watched them. So I was out late last night, right to the point of, where they asked, everybody to go for the evening so you can kind of say, I got kicked out of Augusta. And because we were there right to the very end. And I spent all the time with Ian Baker fans. We caught up with each other. We knew each other back in my Disney days. So we were sitting there thinking about it. It was over 30 years ago that we knew each other. And but anyway, talking about the conditions, and he's getting ready for his broadcast of being in the tower at the Masters, and so we had some good conversations about it. But the conditioning and watching them go out, fill the divots, and go ahead and replace sod at the edges of the tee boxes where their players are practicing from. It's just amazing to watch, and everything is about getting it back to its perfect condition. Yeah, the only rough spot on that golf course is where the guests or the patrons are walking, and even then, they're working on those on an everyday basis, trying to keep them dry, using a material very similar to like a kitty litter, but it's green, so it blends in so nicely that you'll never see that on television.
True, very true. Let's talk about the elephant in the room as far as golf is concerned. And I will say this, both I wanted to ask you, first of all, how this is being talked about, covered down on the grounds, what is being talked about, what you heard, what's being written about, et cetera, et cetera. This is kind of the trial. This is the first run, if you will, with LIV meeting up with the PGA Tour. Everyone has taken the high road. Right now, anyway, so far, they're saying, well, this, we don't overshadow the Masters. This is the Masters. We don't want to talk about the rift between the two tours right now, but it's there. It was there at the Champions Dinner last night. It's going to be there on the course. It's going to be interesting. Some of the pairings out there, I think. It's just going to be, this is a new golf, whether you like it or not. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out, especially if we've got a duo going at it on Sunday afternoon. Hopefully they finish on Sunday afternoon, of one LIV player and one PGA Tour player. That could be interesting.
We can only hope for that. It seems surreal. We can really only hope for that. Yesterday, I watched Koepka and Rory play together, and they are members at the same club. They practice together. They play together at their club all the time. So their practice round together was very normal for them. That's what they do at home, mm-hmm. And so they did it at Augusta. So there's one example of Rory being the one vocal person for the PGA Tour. And Koepka not really being the vocal person too much, about LIV and the rah-rah person like Rory is, but they're friends, right? They play golf together regularly at home, and that's what they did for their practice round yesterday. I watched them for two and a half, almost three holes, and they're just out being their normal selves, having fun, and getting their practice round in, so... I don't think you're going to see anything at Augusta for one reason. You may not get invited back if something were to actually happen there. None of them want that to happen. And, there might be some uncomfortable, awkward moments, but some of those guys already had those before LIV came around anyway. And those moments will always be there. You're just not going to ever see it at Augusta.
Rory and Patrick Reed in the final group on Sunday.
Now that one would be interesting, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, there'd be a couple. Well, then Greg Norman has been pretty outspoken. He said if it's a LIV golfer, they're going to celebrate on the 18th hole at Augusta National. I'm not sure. Not sure they're going to get up there in the 18th hole, and I'm not real sure, like you said, that Fred and Ridley and everybody else is going to enjoy that if it happens.
Well, here's the thing. Some of those guys are friends, and you're not going to stop them from being friends. And I don't think, if it's a popular player that, just like in any tour event, their friends stick around if their friend is in contention. And, they're not hopping on their planes and getting out of there right away. They hang out for the end to congratulate them, then they bail out. And that's really not any different for some of those guys. If they're all there, that's a little bit planned. I agree with that. But the reality is that happens all the time. Players stick around for each other. Jordan Spieth and the JT, for instance, they're going to hang out if one of them is is in the finals and, or in the final group, and they're going to congratulate the other. And so I don't know why that'd be any different for the guys that play on low.
Very true. Very true. And you got a favorite down there? You've been looking at these guys the last couple of days. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, you know, Molinari looked really good. He was hitting it well. Like, for him, it'd just be a putter scenario. You know, he's probably very average in his stats for putting. But as far as ball striking last night, and I followed him probably the longest at, you know, watching him for four holes. I mean, he was hitting everything where he was looking and looking really good. It's just so hard to predict, especially when you get out and watch them play a bit, and they all look so solid. It's pretty good. I'd like to see where he get his, and then he's got that kind of internal grand slam. I think that's a great way to show for a really good career.
Well, I think Rory would be a great pick, and I said that at the beginning of the show, to get the grand slam, the career grand slam anyway, be the sixth golfer to do that. If it is as wet as they say, short hitters have done well when it's been wet. I mean, it brings everybody into the fold now if the rain comes in like is forecast to do so.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at, you know, the little bit of extensions that they put under the golf course, it changed it a little bit. You know, for some of the longer players, it's not going to make that much of a difference. I walked back to those tee boxes all the way back, and yes, they're a little further back, but, you know, those are downhill shots, and if they get that ball started down that hill, they're going to end up virtually in the same place. So, I just really don't see it changing that much as far as how the golf course is played. And plus, the ones that they really did back up quite a bit, they're going to be able to hit that third shot in and lay up if they go in that kind of direction. But, you know, player-wise, there's a lot of good ones out there. You know, really, Cam would probably be the other one that sticks out. He's still playing well, and I think he'll be comfortable there, and I think he'll make a decent run at it as well, Cam Smith.
Who are you picking, Scott?
Well, I'm picking Rory, but if it's wet, I think it brings a lot of people in. And tell you what, a guy, he's not a real short hitter, but he's not a bomber. Watch out for Brian Harmon. Watch out for Brian Harmon.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, Brian likes that.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to repeat, but, you know, Scottie Scheffler, for being the person to beat right now in general, right, and then going for a repeat, I think it's really hard to repeat, but he looked awfully comfortable there and pretty casual. You know, he didn't look uptight, and I thought he practiced well. So Scotty might be one of those guys that repeat.
Yeah, it's hard not to pick Scheffler or Rahm or Rory, but I was down to Spieth and Max Homa. And I'm going to go with Max Homa. I think he's going to break out. Spieth, I think, is really close.
Yeah.
To returning to full form. So those are my two guys.
I watched Max hit a few balls. He looked pretty good. I watched Tony Finau hit play a couple holes. He looked really good. Jason Day, I watched play two holes, and he's really struggling to find his alignment. He had his caddy behind him, and he was making adjustments. I watched him hit on one of the par threes, and he could not get himself squared at the target. So, that would be, as I'm watching that in his practice round, and he was really fighting it. That'd be a tough pick for me.
And of the Liv, I think Cam Smith's going to make some noise. I think Cameron Smith is going to be the guy out of the Liv group that's going to make some noise, but remains to be seen.
yeah, and Tony was hitting a really solid signal as well. I mean, he looked really good.
Yeah, very good. All right, Brian, hey, appreciate it, and we will talk with you in a couple of weeks back here in the studio. Everybody will get their first rounds in by then, and we'll have a lot of questions about improving your game, I would imagine. But safe flight home, and again, thanks for taking time to talk with us and kicking off Caddy Smack for the year.
Yeah, thank you. I can't believe it's year 11 already, and I'm excited to get home and and get it rolling. So, yeah, get your questions put together, and I'd be happy to answer them all.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Safe travels.
Thank you. Take care. Take care.
Brian Haas, he's our resident pro here on Caddy Smack. 11th year. Wow.
Yeah.
That got me. That's it doesn't seem like that long, but yeah. We started this 11 years ago.
With, my handicap has gone up a stroke a year.
And again, hats off to the late great Rick Swan for being a part of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class as well. Just think what the ratings would have been Sunday night in prime time. That's what 8011 says, as far as I think the basketball is concerned. Hey, ratings for the Masters as well, especially if there's a certain person at the top. I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, Rory could bring in. You have Rory against Cam Smith, Mark, or if you have, like we said, two, you know, a live golfer, Cam Smith, going up against Rory McIlroy. I think that's going to bring in people. I think that's going to bring in people. This is always very much a watched golf event and sporting event, just because even if you're not a golfer and you're just maybe a once or twice a year golfer, you know the Masters. I mean, this kind of kicks off spring.
Certainly does, and you don't need to beg us to watch it, that's for sure. But it would be interesting. I think it's going to take some sort of storyline, like Tiger, you know, being up maybe on the first or second page of the leaderboard, or one of those duels between the PGA guys and the LIV guys.
There you go. We have a poll question for you, KGYMRadio.com. Our poll question each day is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003.
Which quarterback would you take with the number one pick in the NFL draft? Would it be Stroud, Young, Levis, or Richardson?
If I had to take a quarterback? Oh. Young.
I think so.
I'd go Young 1, Stroud 2. I am not convinced about Levis and Richardson. Quarterbacks go high, though, man. Quarterbacks go high. We're going to start talking about the draft in the next couple of weeks or so with you. Coming up tomorrow, the coach, Kevin Lehman, will join us as we wrap up the college basketball season after the Monday night national championship game. We'll talk about those happenings with Kevin and look back at round one of the Masters coming up tomorrow right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Hockey coming up for you tonight at 6 o'clock, but to take you up until 6, it's the Todd Rommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. And Mark, enjoy the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I will. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. We're back tomorrow with more at 3.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off.